You're listening to Vatican Radio. In a common declaration signed by Pope Francis and Coptic Pope Tewodros II, Catholics and Copts declare for the first time that they will recognise each other's sacrament of baptism. The joint statement was made public following a meeting of the Catholic and Coptic leaders in Cairo on Friday. It comes 44 years after Pope Paul VI first met with the previous Coptic leader, Pope Shenouda III, in May 1973. That encounter marked a milestone in relations following centuries of separation, and it led to the setting up of a commission for theological dialogue with the whole family of Oriental Orthodox churches. In the new Common Declaration, Francis and Tewodros recall the progress made since then and call for a deepening of their shared roots in faith through common prayer. In particular, the statement calls for a common translation of the Lord's Prayer and a common date for the celebration of Easter. Catholics and Copts, it says, can witness together to the shared values of human life, the sacredness of marriage and the family, and respect for creation. The declaration calls for intensified prayers for all Christians who are persecuted and killed for their faith, especially in Egypt and the Middle East. Most significantly, the statement also resolves an issue which has been a constant source of tension in the dialogue between Copts and Catholics, that of insisting on a second baptism for Christians who convert from one church to the other. Today, the two popes declare, "We will not repeat the baptism that has been administered in either of our churches for any person who wishes to join the other." I'm Philippa Hitchin.